Shit.
What's your max body count?
What's my max body count? That I would go for. Hey. One is already pushing it, but let me just say, one is already pushing it. I would say, this is the highest. I would say three at most.
I'm gonna go with 7, and I was like, nah.
Of course, 7, dog. Come on, what is that? That's crazy. 7. Dude, I don't care if you're stunning.
I don't know 7 niggas.
Don't give your body away like that.
I don't know 7 people. Yo.
No. It's crazy, actually. This world's crazy. Razib.
You know, I'm also go with Dejanu and say 3. I'm a virgin myself, so like, hey, bro, I value that. So that shit we were saying earlier, the whole soul thing going on when you're having sex, yeah, like I value that shit.
Bro,
I'm not a whore. I'm just playing.
It's scary,
bro. I'm gonna go straight and I'm gonna tell y'all I want to go with a 0 body count. I want a virgin woman that I smash. The first one has to be a virgin. And it's going to be difficult to find one. It's going to be difficult. It is, bro.
Bro, like, niggas think everyone's a heathen. Like,
there are obviously a lot of people that, you know, do shit. But, like, it's not that hard to find a virgin. No.
It is, bro.
It is.
You're a virgin.
I'm a virgin.
No, I'm a virgin.
It's a virgin of girls. Let me tell you something. Girls must be sexually empowered. I agree with that, right? That's cool, right? You can have as much sex as you want. I'm not going to say anything. Me personally, my wife needs to have 0. If it's just a girl I'm messing around with, I'd say.
If it's a girl, you're messing around with.
3.
Four.
If it's a girl I'm just messing around with, 3 or 4. But like, if it's a girl that I'm trying to marry, it needs to be 0. She needs to be a virgin. Let me tell you something. In this society, it is so hard to find a virgin. Let me tell you why I'm saying this, right? There's this one girl that I met. Real cutie. She looked hella innocent. And we were talking for a little bit. And she told me her body count was 26. Now, bro, that girl looked like she was fresh, bro. Like, fresh out of, bro. Like, she was literally... She's 19 years of age, dog.
19?
She's 19 years of age. 19 years of age. She went to university.
One every year, nigga. What the fuck you
bro,
mean?
Bro, she went to 26. She went to university. Bro, she went to university, right? For 1 year in university. She carried 18 bodies. 1 year. Now, do you think...
I mean, there are 365 days in a year, so I mean... 365 days in a year. If you look at bro. It, it ain't that much.
18.
There was 1 month which she smashed 2 niggas.
Bro, that's 18 different people. That's 18 different people in a year, right? So, personally, I feel like I shouldn't degrade my standards and marry a woman who's had sex with 18 different men. Because I feel like that would physically harm me, bro. Mentally, I'd feel deranged after that point, right? That's why I need me a virgin. I want my first time to be with a girl who I can make an emotional and physical connection with and share in spirit with a girl that's a virgin. That's what I need.
Okay, well, let's be honest. So now we've given our opinion on the range, the number.
Let me just add, it's quick.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I'm gonna agree with them. Like, if it's a girl I'm marrying, it has to be like low. Zero, it has to be low.
Yeah, I would say low, but as
like, wait, wait, wait. It's
very hard.
It has to be low. If it's like a girl I'm messing with, I wouldn't really give a fuck. I really wouldn't. I really wouldn't care. I would not care if it's a girl who I'm messing with. If it's not a girl I see myself with in the future, I don't give a fuck. If it's my wife, bro, it has to be like maximum 3 or 2. Done.
No, bro.
That's 0.
Okay. Yeah. It needs to be zero.
I was watching this video, right? Sorry, we're going off topic a bit, but I was watching this video. I forgot who it was, but they were talking about a theory, right? Like, after a woman has sex with a guy, right? Or a man has sex with a woman, right? Give a piece of your spirit. You give a piece of your spirit to that person gives a piece of their spirit to you. So now your spirit is literally joined with someone else. So the more people you do it with, right, those spirits are attached. So now let's say I'm having sex with a girl, right, with 18 bodies, right? That's 18 different spirits attached to her own. I'm getting those 18 different spirits attached to mine, bro. Not just herself.
You carry 18 niggas on. Hey, 18 bodies.
Let me tell you something.
18 bodies.
You won't be like just feeling the spirits. You can see it in the pussy, bro.
I do not agree with anything.
Yo, you can see it in the pussy. Listen, let me tell you.
Whoa.
No, I'm not agreeing. Okay, listen. Let me touch on this topic.
It's not cap.
You can see it in the vagina, dog.
I'm not gonna agree to this.
Hey man,
trust me.
I disassociated myself from that statement.
Okay, but listen. Okay. Agree. Then let's leave it there. Let me just touch on this topic real quick. We were busy talking about what's the max number. But how do you guys feel about two at once? So like a threesome. That shit hits harder to me than if she had to have five. If she was a virgin and her first time was with two guys, it would hit harder than 5 or 10. And trust me, I've experienced that. Not experienced like doing it. Yeah, but I mean...
Having a relationship with someone
that has had sex with two guys at the same time.
How are you having sex with two niggas?
And apparently the one was a boyfriend and the other one was the friend. That must be friend of the year. Let me just say that. That must be friend of the year, dog. Friend of the year for the other guy, not for the actual...
As friends, bro, you cannot share a woman.
Yeah. So why do you want anger so bad?
Huh? I don't want anger, bro. Why y'all lying on me?
Yeah!
I don't want anger.
I said that if the right circumstances were to uphold themselves,
then why are you thinking about that?
Bro, it's a thought that a nigga has.
Let me tell you the facts. The only girl in this group currently that I would never think of actually going and clotting in the future is Jenny's current girlfriend, because this is looking hella serious right now. 6 days a week in the same house, that's levels, you get me?
It's three days, four or five days a week.
Anyway, back to what I was saying, she basically here a lot, right?
She's here a lot.
Okay, so that would be too much for me. But my boy Ish, dog.
This guy's going to my ex.
Dog.
Why is it all my exes? What the?
Dog. Any of them come to me today.
You guys need to let this go.
I can't believe Dylan has said this.
Whoa.
Yo, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Anyway, as I was saying, I would expect all my boys to go for any of my exes right now, except for like one.
The thing is, you expect them to go, but we won't really.
If your ex is hot, bro. Hey, man.
If your ex is hot. You see, the difference between our exes and Dylan's exes is that we actually leave them. Dylan, it's like full circle. Man goes around the corner, says, yeah, I'm done. Next moment, he jumps back over the fence. And he's there.
The whole segment needs to be cut the fuck out, bro. I ain't ready for all the drama that this shit gonna bring, man. Fuck. It's crazy. Damn. God. No, but like, honestly speaking, bro, you know.
That's actually a compliment, though.
What?
Bro, if a nigga goes for your ex, that's a compliment.
No. If your friend goes for your ex, that's not a compliment. That's a compliment. That's hella disrespectful. Yeah,
only
it's just.
It's only. The thing is that you think about it, be like, when I was with her, what this nigga actually thinking about?
That's the only thing I'm thinking. Like, damn, bro. Too. That's kind of crazy, bro. But like, no, my thing.
I don't know how they, like, stay friends. Let me just.
She
dated every single friend of Jesus and now has reached the last one. Obviously, she lost her virginity to that only one, the current one that she's dating now. But she went through four of his other friends. Friends, like friends, how we friends. Not like how my friend is like...
like people you just know.
People I know
like
in school.
Your circle.
Yeah, my circle.
That girl is...
My friend, my best
that girl
friend.
Is satanic, bro. I can't lie to you.
That's crazy. That's I don't know how you bro. Be doing that bro. Shit around.
Here. How do you go back to a nigga's house and be like, yeah, bro.
Bro.
This my girl.
Think about it. If she's been with if she's been with everyone, okay? Guys still think about their exes from time to time. They're probably looking at her with him and then they're like, that was mine. That was mine.
Because I still love her. I'll go back to her tomorrow if she wanted me back.
But the thing is, if your ex had to come up to you and say, let's have a one-time thing, what would you do?
One-time thing.
If a one-time, one night.
Like I was saying.
If she hit me up. She hit me up the other day.
And then she was on some other thing, trying to like say that I'm sorry about this or this or like, so we're gonna smash or what? And then she blocked me. Oh shit! What the fuck?
I snap. Block me on snap.
This nigga horny, man. This nigga real.
That's the virgin. Yeah.
I deleted snap like a motherfucker.
Nah.
But I know if your ex come back, you're not gonna go back.
Yeah, nah.
I don't.
Let me tell you something. Exes, there's some exes that we regret losing, and there's some that we
don't care. There's one girl that I just always go back to. Like if she comes back and she's like, yo. Can we fix this? I'm just be like, aye, bro.
To be honest, every single person I've ever dated, oh, thank God. Jesus is watching. He said, get out of the life for a reason.
There's
bro.
Only one. Like, the
God
rest,
said, get
the
out
rest,
of the life for a reason.
Like, if they're like, yeah, this is on.
No way.
Hell. Whoa. Guys, I just need to tell the story off topic, right? Back in grade 10. Right, the start of grade 10, yeah. So, Razim and I were relationships most of grade 9, right?
No, not most.
Most of grade 9. No. Bro, it was like 6 months, basically. Six for me, right? So, most of grade 9 for me, like, freaking 2 months for him, whatever. Right, we went to the grade 10, we were like, dog, this year's going to be a movie. This is going to be the greatest year of our lives. This is going to be... Dog, we were children. Time, what were you supposed to do, dog? What were you supposed... Like, at that time, you think, ayo, you know, life is great right now. Anyway, so we were like, yeah, it's going to be a movie. We got to do this shit. And then we were like, you know what, bro? We should go into the year single, right? So we made a pact. We made a pact to break up with our girlfriends at the same time. On the call, we were on a call and we texted them at the same time to break up with them, dog.
Just us. That's goat movie.
Hey, yo,
I don't know.
But bro, afterwards, right? Razim was chilling, nigga. I was hurt, bro. I was damaged.
I was
damaged.
Whose idea was it? Razib's. No shit. He threw you in the fucking bus.
It was his idea.
I was just. I regret that shit, but I think.
Wait, this man.
What are you gonna say?
This man came to my house. No, bro. This man.
Wait a minute.
You know how obsessed I was with this girl, bro. This man came to my house every week, right? And we playing FIFA. And I remember the week before she sent one of my hoodies back with her friends, but she put some other type of perfume on this shit, nigga. I was wearing it and I was crying, bro. I'm listening to Nav. I'm like, damn, nigga, what was I doing?
Whoa.
Okay. This man Razim, you know what he tells me? You know what he tells me? You can see I'm hella emotional. Man's like, dog, just put in the washing, put some Stay Soft on it. Bro, I was like, what the fuck, bro? I'm emotional. I want my girl back.
Have you ever cried in the shower? Yeah. Yo, crying in the shower slaps. I'm not gonna lie.
Nah,
it does.
I've only cried in the shower once.
Yeah, no, but then why? Me too. I've only cried in the shower once. After I got catfished. That shit was pits. This bitch is so beautiful. Oh my god. She is so beautiful.
Bro, and I remember.
I thought he was gonna
win. You know what? You know what happened? Nah, bro, it's real.
It was like
happened.
3 months of constant flirting.
Constant talking, right? It's in the middle. But. Dog, she even looked European, right? But like her Instagram didn't look fake. But anyway, Lebo does his thing where he takes the picture and he finds the real account. My man found it!
Everything, man.
My man found it, bro. This man was crying.
Everything you do is reverse, man.
Yo. I cried in the shower because I got my ass beat.
Really?
Yeah. It's working.
Yeah.
Everything's picking up there, man.
It was like
15
minutes.
Real talk, bro. I was thinking about it. That was one of my biggest regrets. I think life would have been so much better if I didn't freaking do that pack, man. Shit.
Bro, I was bro. Like, that shit, like sitting there and accounting. Like, fuck appreciation, nigga.
Fuck appreciation, man. I need some appreciation.
Nah,
relax. You need to know my story, nigga. People need to know my story.
I remember me, you, Naba. No, Naba, you, me.
Let these people yeah. Me.
In front of us, Mimi and Oratile.
Oh my
okay, okay. Basically, the next topic.
Nah,
now on the next podcast, on the next podcast, we're gonna talk about.
Ah, oh, don't talk about that. No, but no, genuinely. Yeah, yeah. Can I tell you? Can I tell you where the issues are at, bro? Can I tell you where the issues are at, bro?
It's scary, bro. Don't talk about
scary,
it.
Scary, bro.
It's gonna be like bro. That Bobby Lee shit, like.
Yeah, facts. It's all the hoes, man.
No, that's a different story. When I was driving, like.
I was brutally molested by a man with that. You can't say brutally.
Stop throwing shit in there.
I can't say brutally. Okay. Every day for summer.
Man, that shit was beautiful, bro. Anyway, no. Back to what I was saying. Most of the issues that stemmed in our entire high school career came from females. Think about it. This sadness we went through for months.
Bro, I wouldn't say it was a girl. Sad. It was just kind of regret.
Yeah, it was sad, bro. You were in despair, just like me.
Just like me. I wasn't crying like you.
No,
shit.
I was crying, bro. Like, I didn't cry. I was just like, shit.
Nigga was always thinking. Nigga had a fucking sweater and shit. Hey, man.
Man,
it was mad.
Hey, I let's see the chat. There's no chat.
You used to call me like a fucking, like.
No, no, I wish I went back to those days because I was on beast mode. After that breakup, I was on beast mode. Bro. I was trading. Eating well, looking after myself. It actually turned me into the person I am today.
Nah, bro, I feel bad for you, man.
The exes always come up, you know? You can never have a proper conversation about women without your exes. Because they always say women are...
Your ex, there's two women that distinguish the way you see women in general. It's your mom and the worst ex you've ever had. That's the way it works. Bro, your mom's loving, blah, blah, blah. Angel, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your mom's loving, nurturing, so that's what you expect women to be.
She's all there like that.
The woman is like that.
He's gonna say that.
Nah, I'm gonna find a good girl one day.
I'm never gonna find a good girl.
Not today, though.
I found a good girl in France.
In the Alps.
Bro, I need a European girl, like, straight, bro.
But South Africa is beautiful as women.
Yeah, bro. I need a...
Yo. Bro,
I want for me about Lobola, eh?
Yo, South Africa has
no cows here.
Bro, I went to this thing, eh? Mm-hmm. Yo, I have never seen that beautiful, so many beautiful women as African. Bro, they are beautiful out there.
What did you do about it?
Nothing.
Why you said to this bad dad photo, Razeem?
I didn't say in the mini, but he took my phone.
Shot just in case you delete it.
Hey, dog, why you trying to keep it on your phone?
He took my phone from me. I just show people
it. Causing a picture of one girl, it's other Swedish girl.
No, but so this I wish I got an experience with
yo. The one for my
what?
Day.
You wish
yo,
I
got the one for my I wish day. I got an experience love. Yeah.
Yo, bro, this girl,
I'm
this girl.
I'm recreating this. I need that, bro.
This girl I met on...
I don't even have those fucking photos.
It's because I still have the chat.
This girl I slid into, right, on Instagram.
How many photos do we send to each other?
Yo, Zim, nigga. This girl I slid into on Instagram, bro. She was a cutie, bro.
That girl from
This girl I slid in for, bro. Swedish thing on Instagram. Prime dog.
Lord have mercy.
Prime dog.
Yo, wait. The Alpha Nine, yo, run that shit back, bro. Run that shit.
What were you saying?
Run it up.
This look girl
at,
I slid for.
Look at this, bro.
Europe woman, bro.
Yeah, don't kill yourself.
Europe woman. I was hot. Yeah, I was hot. No, that wasn't because of a girl. I was like, all of us were.
We were kind of like fucked and then like we were also arguing, bro, because like niggas couldn't make up their minds and shit.
Yo.
I would never.
The Swedish thing, bro. I slid for her on Instagram and I told her, yo, you need to be my album cover, and she was like, I bet.
She's bad.
Bro, look at the picture she sent me.
Forget that, bro. Alright, let's just start chats.
God damn it.
Thanks, man.
Honestly, open up the IG, man.
Dude, we were so clapped.
Nah, this is our perfect pick.
Bad, yeah, bro. Like,
we'll never charge people to take photos.
But guess how much? Oh, guess her body count. Guess her body count.
Let me look at it.
Guess her body count.
Max. Two max.
Guess her body count.
Two max.
Zero. Two max. Yeah. She's a, by the way, she's a European, aren't
Yeah, so.
Nah, European, yeah.
33.
What?
Yeah, what
the hell?
43.
But she's oldish. She's 23 this year. Yeah.
But still, bro. How do you know 33 years? Yeah, she's had more sex than she's been alive, bro.
It'd be like that.
That is.
But man, she's still hot, though.
That's over 2 a year.
No more.
Damn.
She didn't have since she was a kid. Think about it. That was like at least 10 a year.
Because she lost her virginity at 14. She lost her virginity at 16.
At 16,
It's something like 15, 14 year olds today.
What I'm saying is that God's watching all of us. When it comes to judgment day, you'll be judged. We're not judging anyone on their body count right now. Because what's done is done. You cannot reverse time. Dude, what the fuck? Post it! I don't give a fuck!
That's plenty of faces, bro. Post it and you're like, thanks.
Bro, this is my album cover. Just block the eyes.
Nah, bro. Nah.
I've never taken a picture in a relationship ever.
I have pictures.
I have videos.
Probably on my laptop.
Why do you think I don't post photos of Jordan on my Instagram?
But you guys have pictures together,
no? No, she posted hers. Have I ever posted once on my Instagram with her?
Because you secretive about it.
And that's smart, cause you wanna know why? All these bitches wanna see your downfall.
Nah, have you ever heard of the difference between a secret and something that's private?
Yeah.
What's the difference between that?
Yeah, secretive. It's just like it's still out there, but you don't know how. Like you show.
Yeah, being secretive. When you're being secretive, you're hiding.
Still
private. Just, like,
do you want a private or a secretive relationship? I want a secretive relationship.
I want a secretive.
Yeah.
You want what?
Secretive relationship.
I just want like nobody to know I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't need to tell people that I have a girlfriend.
No. The fact that we know is already too much. I want nobody to know, to get married type shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right.
Like obviously, I don't want to hide it from people or they go fuck around. I obviously want to do
a
secretive thing.
That's private. I want secrets.
Secrets of like
no one must know I'm doing anything.
You're bitchless.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Peter. Actually, miss being bitchless.
Niggas already think
that shit was vibes.
Yo, I don't miss it because I'm in it, dog. Like, it's tough out here.
No, it's actually. You miss it when you're not in it, and when you're out of it, you regret it.
Let me tell you, man. You must always get into a relationship, bro. Women always want men in a relationship.
Out of a relationship.
The one thing they can't have.
In a relationship.
Yeah, I know. That's why all these bitches is loud. Fucking
want to hit you off,
going man. Wild, man.
Want to hit you
wild
off?
And out. Might as well just make a fake girlfriend at this point.
Goodness
gracious. Damn, we're talking about fake girlfriends now, Jack. Yeah! What's
happening? Damn, what did you say about the fact that you don't want to be with your girlfriend anymore? just walked in. It's kind of, just don't know what's going on right now. It's kind of weird right now. It's kind of looking kind of tired. Kind of going down. Nigga, come here. It's kind of weird.
Is this thing still recording?
Yeah, it's done.
I thought you said 15 minutes.
I cancelled this one and went to a new project.
Oh, so you just like...
It's kind of weird right now. It's kind of weird right now. It's kind of weird right now. She heard everything. Yeah. It's kind of weird right now. She heard everything. She definitely did, man. That was like a bit of a barge teeny. You feel me?
Why y'all...
Hello.
This nigga is trying to defend himself.
Oh, what did you say, man? Open the door.
For like...
It's been a minute.
Now tell us, how long were you standing by the door before you came in? How long were you by the door before you came in?
How much did you hear? That nigga in trouble! That nigga in trouble!
In the podcast right now, nigga, it's a wrap! She was standing there for like a good 15, bro. I know she was, bro.
Oh, no, you shouldn't.
Ah, shit, bro. She probably got you in book.
What
are
you gonna say?
Yeah, she came in at the right time, bro. Think about it.
Say something.
She heard what she needed to hear. And then
bro.
Now, why do you think that nigga like this?
Again, the only person that can just do that.
She was here 5 days a week. Not anymore.
God and your woman, fam.
Nah, it's actually a rap. It's actually a rap.